We'll now select some correspondence from the letters pages. We've decided to avoid the endless exchanges between regular letter writers about climate change and county council reorganisation. Instead, we'll start by following up on last week's report about the failure of Lion Homes. GP Brown of Beauthorpe Road in Norwich is worried that the resulting losses may be a bad augury for the City Council's involvement in redeveloping Anglia Square. If I asked readers in what area can guaranteed profits be made, I rather suspect many would say developing new houses. News that the Norwich City Council vehicle to do just that, Lion Homes, has closed, with losses thought to be in the £2 million area, may well therefore be a surprise. Councils have a history of believing that they can run a non-profit venture for the benefit of council taxpayers. More often than not, they're socialist councils. Robin Hood Energy, run by Nottingham City Council, is another lamentable failure, it appearing that the concept of non-profit is taken too literally and council taxpayers pick up the tab. I raise this issue because Norwich City Council is just about to start redeveloping Anglia Square. Will future headlines be telling us of losses on the scheme to be funded by Norwich City Council taxpayers? I do rather think so, given the apparent inability of public sector procurement to stick to a budget.
We have two letters related to stories we've already read. Thomas Eggett of Alexander Way in Downham Market reckons that the drought has proved him right. Guess who's laughing now? In the last decade, I've installed 9 water butts connecting to all our gutters. When I've mentioned this to friends and neighbours, they laugh with an occasional sarcastic comment. Guess who's smiling in the evenings now as I water our shrubs and containers with 70% water still stored?
Colin Burley-William wrote in before the Evening News World exclusive interview with Norwich City's new owner, but he's pleased with the team's acquisition of a Great Dane. With the arrival of Matthias Kvistgaarden at Carrow Road, Norwich supporters will be expecting great things of him, following a report by a sports writer at Brondby that Matthias is a better player than Pookie. Given that Pookie scored 88 goals for the Canaries, the Dane has a lot to live up to. I only hope the lad has broad shoulders, as that is quite some load he has to bear. It wasn't too many seasons ago that City fans were hoping for big things from Ricky van Wolfswinkel, believing from reports that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, only to find out that he would score just 1 goal in 25 games. We expected much from Gary Hooper, who had scored 63 goals for Celtic, although to his credit he did find the net 18 times for City. It's imperative for Canary fans to get behind Kvistgaarden while not expecting him to be a miracle that will achieve promotion to the Premier League. Now that City have a Great Dane to play for them, I would expect the rest of the teams in the Championship won't stand a dog's chance.
On quite a different topic, Elizabeth Grint of Wroxham wrote in to remind readers about organ donation. July 7th to the 13th was National Transplant Week, which began in the early 2000s. Health professionals and organisations recognised the need to promote organ donation. I know these people who have driving licence have to opt out now of donating organs, but for those like me who don't have a driving licence, have you told your family your wishes regarding donating organs? I have, so my family are in no doubt I would wish all my organs that are all useful to others be used to save lives. Not something we wish to think about, really, but so many are alive now who have the generous donation of other people's organs.
Our last letter today is from Peter Kemp of Christchurch Road in Norwich. He's been listening to trees. Wherever you are right now, take a moment to notice the nearest tree. When you're able, go to visit that tree. Approach it with care. Get to know that tree. I have known my tree for 7 years. Place your hand on the bark. Feel the texture. Another favourite tree is the birch. When I touch the bark, it often comes off easily. I keep a small bit on my windowsill. Notice the branches. Does an aroma such as pine or eucalyptus come off? Can you spot blemishes, marks or pruning damage? Are there holes or indentations? Are the wildlife such as insects about? What shape are the leaves? As you stand near the tree, breathe naturally. Place your ear on the trunk. What do you feel? As part of an experience, I was invited to place a medical stethoscope on a tree trunk and could hear a heartbeat, more of a gurgling sound. Consider how carbon dioxide and oxygen are exchanged between you two. Look at the ground. How do the roots enter the soil, holding the tree steady and secure? How do you relate? How do we feel about the surroundings, the vicinity?